We have over here one of the famous Rachlekes Rishonim in the Mesechta. What is the case of the third case of Yichud HaBayis? Rashi is very complicated, Shver Rashi. We spoke about the Rashi already. We'll start on Al-Tesis. Tesis says that the case number three was talking about that was Chemtah of a guy that I was Mekabel Achrayas on. And according to our Papa, it's a no-brainer that I'm not over because it's Chemtah Shalnachri, Bebeisah Shalnachri. We'll start with that. Case number three, according to Tesis, is a case where I have Chemtah of a guy that I took Achrayas on. And I'm not over on it because it's like Chemtah Shalnachri, Bebeisah Shalnachri. It seems from Tesis, the Kachki Balnum Rabbi Zenu. The Chemtah Shalnachri, Bebeisah Shalnachri is a no-brainer that you're not over. That's a given. Whenever you have Tesis says a mushal that this is like that, it means obviously that's poshut that this is not. And Rav Papa came along and said that Yigal Tadin is Chemtah Shalnachri, Bebeisah Shalnachri, you're not over. That was not even a shayla. Is when I go ahead and tell the guy Yichud HaBayis and I rent out the corner to him, that's equivalent to Chemtah Shalnachri, Bebeisah Shalnachri. What is this new din called Chemtah Shalnachri, Bebeisah Shalnachri, which is a no-brainer and it's not a controversy and everybody agrees to it? What is this new din that Tosfos says everybody agrees to it? So we saw yesterday Morgan Avram who said unbelievable zach that when a guy took a pikadon of a guy and he put it back to the guy, there it's a double poshut. You know, why says the guy? Because you need a thing called pikadon. So when I take a chayis on the Gresh Chavetz and a miyachin of a bayis, that's a mikareya of the shame pikolim. It's not called a pikolim. This din, I want to go back to now. This is what I'm saying for clarity's sake. This din, that when I tell the guy, put it in your garage, you rent out the garage and put the chametz there. This then is true even if schiris is like kanya. Halal halacha schiris is like kanya. And yet, Tracy said, that's Tana Rapapa. Halal amita shodav schiris is like kanya. This then that this is called chemtah shalnachri, beis shalnachri, is vice is true even if schiris is like kanya. Because Tracy said, it's a davar pasha, pasha, it's a svar, the endik, chemtah shalnachri, beis shalnachri. What do you mean, Beis HaShanachri? Why is it called Beis HaShanachri? It's not called my house. I only rented it out to him. And Skiris was like kind of. And on that there was no dilemma. And that there was no debate. And that there was a slur. So the answer is, I want to explain it better than what I said yesterday. The answer is that when I want to dine up whether something is called a Pekodin or not, I dine a copy of the Seicher. Okay? I dine a copy of the Seicher. Was the Seicher mafkered by me? Now since the Goy, the Sacher Kol, didn't give it over to me. He's Mesachko keeping it in his own place, correct? I told him rent your own place. I told him it's a place for your usage. So if I tell them you put it in a place that's miyuchid and intended for your usage, okay? If that's what I do. I tell them it's intended for your usage. So then, that's not called a pikadon. Think about it. A very practical zach. If we agree to the fundamental din of the goyin in the Magen Avraham, then when I take a chai here, if a goy says, I'll give you an example. A guy has a beer company. A guy has a bakery. And I take a chayis. I'm going to be a shemachina at his bakery. A beautiful case. A guy has a bakery, and I agree to be a shemachina there. I'm going to be a watchman there. Shemesachar. I'm going to be responsible. Somebody breaks in and steals the cake. Says the guy, not over. That's not called a pikadon. That's not called pikdainus. That's called by him. Says Rapapa. And what happens if he rents out a place in my house to put the cake? By the way, the El Chavtah Tamor took a case. I took Achrayas on a cake factory. If I take Achrayas on a cake factory, I'm a Shevachin, I'm in his factory. That's Chem Tzoy Shol Noch, Rubi Pei Tzoy Shol Noch. What about a case where, what's Yichud HaBayis? Yichud HaBayis says the Gemara, I rented it out. Think about it. I have real estate, let's say. Right? I don't, but let's say I would have real estate, right? I didn't have time to deal with it. Yeah, I'm busy here. If no time for real estate, for Yishuv Adas. If I would have real estate and I rent out the real estate to Goyish Bakery, that's Yichud HaBayis, by the way. Goy comes along and says, "Can I put my cake here? I'll rent it out to you. You have to put your cake there." That's by the way the case there. I rented out a place to Goy. So even if Yisuz is like Kanye and it's called mine, Well, basically, it's called a picotin, it's called he gave it by me. I told him, put it, this place is intended for use, you can pay for it. So the Shem Pichot is kind of like Kanye. Comes along Rav Papa and says, Rav Papa says, that's not called a picotin. That's called he was mafkin. That's called, it's still by him. I told him, Vakmashah, put it in your rishos for your usage, and you'll even pay for it. So whether Skiris is Kanye or not Kanye, comes along Rav Papa and says, that's called Chem Tishalakum, that's not called he was mafkin. That's not called it left his rishos yet. Atkan, the Pshat of Rav Papa. Rav Ashi argues, and Rav Ashi holds that misad the din of chemtzei shel akum bebeisei shel akum. That's only true in a case where I left it in his company. I mean, the guy has a goyisha bakery, a tray for bakery, and I act as a shomer chinam there. Is that machayev to go to beer chametz? Why not? Machayev by Rav Matzei, avos nisht, because it's beisei shel akum. What happens if I invite him into my property and I say yichud abayis, this is for you? That's called a pikkudin. Befrat if Skiris is Loikanya, which we pass in Skiris is Taka Loikanya. So it's not called he gave a Pikotin. That's called it left. It's not by him, it's not in his place, it's by me. I'll say it very simple. Now Rav Ashi held that the criteria for something to be called a Pikotin has nothing to do with your koine, you're not koine. Rav Ashi holds Lamaisa, it's not by him. Okay? It's by you. I'll give the example I just gave. It's by me in my property. I undertook to watch it by me, not by you. I mean, by me. I rented it out. The answer is seriously, Kanya. That's not called. That's not called what it's called. That's called the Bikotin. That's called by me. Amela says, Rabbi, Rabbi, I'm out over there. Are you going to be over? So why aren't you over? So why, Taka, aren't you over? Here's the big question. Everybody agrees, Achem Tzay Shal Akum, Bebeze Shal Akum, you're not over on. Because I'm a Bikotin. So if I'm a Shemachinim on the Goyesha factory, I'm not over. Machlokes broke out. What happens if the Goyesha factory is in my backyard? In my real estate. Rav Papa says, you're not over. It's not a Pikotin. Rav Ashi says, that's called by me. That's called by me, this chametz. I, the Maisa, are charging Skiris for it. Skiris like Kanya. Even maybe without that. But if it's about Skiris like Kanya, it's a Vada. It's not called that. It's called a Pikotin. I'm over. So why am I not over? Now we start. Doesn't get with you. So why, by Yichel Ebayis, am I not over? Mitzad the din of Chemtzei Shel Akum, the Beisei Shel Akum, which now what we're going to say, is a limitation in the Chiddush of Achrayis that you don't have over here, because it's why me. So why am I not over? Comes in Rav Ashi and says a new pshat, a drasha, the Emotzi B'Batechem. The drasha is that there's a new din that Chometz has to be in your house. Chometz has to be in your house. Chometz has to be in your house. Now I want to just stop right here, and I want to point out the difference between Rav Papa's din and Rav Ashi's din. Rav Papa's din was a din that a person is chayev on chometz of a goy when you have achrayis is b'tanai that it was a pikotin. I repeat, that a person is chayev on chometz with achrayis, even though it's not really yours, is b'tanai that it's pikotin. That was Rav Papa's din, and Rav Papa said that the case of Yichud Abayis, it's not a Pikotin. Rav Ashi said the reason of Yichud Abayis is a Pikotin. So the reason is a completely different reason. It's because there's a halacha in Chometz that you're only over Chometz if it's Batechem. Le'imotzi b'batechem. And this guy is not called Batechem. Okay, I repeat. I want to first of all be Magdir, the two different lumdus of Rav Papa and the lumdus of Rav Ashi. The lumdus of Rav Papa is a lumdus that the chiddush that you're over with somebody else's chametz when you have achrayis, even though it's not yours, with the new fangled davar gerem l'mamon, which is not really davar gerem l'mamon, etc., 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 etc. That weak bialis has a tenai that has to be a pikotin. If it's not a pikotin, Rav Papa says it's not a pikotin. Rav Ashi held it is a pikotin. So what's the reason why? Because they have a completely different din, not because it's halacha. That when you take achrayis, there's a new din. There's a din that chometz has to be geographically in a thing called bat teichem. Period. And when I was miyachid labayis, it's not called bat teichem. Ad kidekach. That the Gemara says. Let's go slowly now. Frankly, Gemara, you have a new pshat that it's not called bat teichem. By the way, it's lost another Gemara. Like, what's it bat teichem? It's called bringing it to his house, not my house. Frankly, Gemara, why is it called bat teichem? Skiris is like Kanya. Frag the Gemara, Skiris is Leikanya. So it's called Batechim, it's called your house. Frag the Gemara, Lei Matze, quote, Matzu Biyotcha. What does that mean, Matzu Biyotcha? What that means is that Matzu Biyotcha is another higher level requirement that in order to be called Batechim, it has to be Matzu Biyotcha, it has to be by you. And even though Skiris is Leikanya, it's not called Batechim because it's not by me. That means the Gemara is sticking with the drasha of Le Matzu Batechim Kikoma Al basically day. And the Gemara says, what does it mean that it's called? Why isn't it called Batechim? Alamaisa Skiris is Leikanya. And that the Gemara says that the requirement of Batechim is fine tuned. It has to be Matzu Biyotcha. It has to be something that's by you. And something Lamaisa that I rented out, even if Skiris is Leikanya, it's not a darga of Matzu Biyotcha. As I state, so let's talk business now. It comes out that according to Rav Ashi, if I have chametz in a reshus that's rented out to other people, I'm not over on it because it's not called leimotzi bebatechem, even though skiris is not kanya, but it's not called motzi biyotcha. Anudin, nothing to do with achrayis, nothing to do with when achrayis is chayiv, nothing to do with any of that. It's pashut exeris a kasuv of batechem hamotzi biyotcha. And when it's rented out to somebody else, it's not called Batechim, not called Matzu Biyotcha. Broke out a huge machlekes between the Rabban, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ran, and Rabbeinu Peretz, and Tosfos Rid, in how to learn this shita of Rav Ashi, Lefi, Rabbeinu Tam. Halloi, the din of Rav Papa, I want them to listen carefully, now we're going to start tefillah on this. The din of Rav Papa is a vada din only by Goyish HaChametz. The din of chemtze shal nachri v'beza shal nachri, avada, and avada was only said on chametz that the reason why yechayiv is even though it's not yours and because of this weak bailas of the future girl, the moment, etc. There is a requirement for gedaimus. Aber Rav Ashi said over here, it's called a pikadim. So why aren't you over? I said Rav Ashi, anut yeres akosav, boteichem. It has to be in your house. It has to be geographically in your house. And this is not called in your house. Now, if that's true, so now we begin the journey. L'chayra, if there's a new din that chametz has to be in your house, that means the weakness of the yichadle is not like Rapapa that it's a weakness in the achrayis. Rapapa said that in the new din that achrayis makes something which is not yours, yours, there's a requirement of pikadim. Rav Ashi says that's not the problem. Mitzad the din of achrayis, I'm okay. So there's a new Xeris HaKosav, it has to be Motzi Biyotcha, it has to be by you. L'chayra, that din should be Sabe Goyish HaChametz, Sabe Yiddish HaChametz. B'yishlam l'rapapa, who says that the problem is an internal problem in Goyish HaChametz, because Goyish HaChametz is really not yours. And the reason why you chayiv is because of new Chiddish, that new Chiddish was only said when the things are Pikadim, like we explained yesterday. But Rav Ashi says it is a Pikadim, so why aren't you over? The Teretz is, there's a global din called, you're only chayiv when what? When it's Birshuscha, when it's Bibeischa. So on that Chiddish, there's no reason why Yiddish HaChametz, my HaChametz should be different than Goyish HaChametz. If this exerts a cause of Hamotzi Biyotcha, so let's say I take my HaChametz and I put it out of my Rishus, I take my HaChametz and I rent it out to, it's rented out somewhere else, L'chayra should be over. That's what Chayra Bostei was not saying. So in the dinner of Papa, Ich Vashtei, that this deal was only said by Goyish HaChametz because it's a prat. It means according to Rapapa never said, let me get it clear, the Chametz has to be in your jurisdiction, in your Rishus. He never said that. He didn't say it's a din of Batechem. Or Rapapa said was that when you want to go be Mechayim on Chametz, which is Achrayis, which is not yours, it has to be at least a Pikadim. Chemtz HaShanachim, Be Shanachim, not over. Rav Ashi holds you have a Pikadim over here, so why aren't you over? The answer is there's a new din called Batechem. It has to be in your house. No, if there's a new din, that chametz has to be literally in your house. At kidekach, the Gemara had a tzad, maybe only a skiris is kanya. The Gemara says, no, even a skiris like kanya, it's not called. It has to be in your house. There's a reason why there should be a difference between Goyish chametz and Yiddish chametz, no? And this is what was born right here. The famous shita of the Rabban, the Ran, Rabbeinu David, who brought down a mechilta, they brought down a chazal, who says that chametz of Yid, my chametz, that I put out in the street, out of my rishos, I'm not a gabayer of matzah. This is what's born one of the outstanding mechudish tekeshitas harishayim, that if a guy owns chametz and it's not in his house, he's not over. Why not? Because it says botechem, hamotzi biyotcha. It has to be in your house, and if it's out of geographically out of the range, I'm not a gabayer of matzah. This is where the Ramban, the Ran, Rabbeinu David said their famous din, that if I have chametz and I take it out of my house, I'm not even by Rav Matzei. It's not in my rishos. That, why? We did see it. That's what Ravashi said. I, Ravashi, is talking about Goyish chametz. Ravashi is between Goyish chametz and Jewish chametz. Halei, this Goyish chametz I'm over on. This Goyish chametz to have achrayis. This Goyish chametz is a pikadon. A pikadon it is. Achrayis there is. So there's no reason why I should be over. So why am I not over? There's a new outside din that chametz has to be geographically in your rishos. Why should it be the between Goyish chametz and Jewish chametz? And from here, in this little Gemara of Yichal Lebayis of Ravashi, was Noilad one of the biggest chidushim in the Masechta, that if I have chametz and I take the chametz out of my rishos and I put it outside, it's hefker, it's not in my rishos, I'm not even by Rav Matze. It says the Ramban, says the Ramban, that applies to Abba Yiddish chametz, Abba Goyish chametz. He brings a mechilta that says like that. And you need to have a Roshos HaMotzi B'yotcha. It has to be a Roshos that's holding on to it. B'chula, 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 b'chula. Want to point out something? I did not mean to say, and by the way, the Rishonim did not mean to say that Rabashi was the one who was mechadish this din, that if you put it outside your rishos, you're not over. What the Rishonim meant to say is that avad, if you literally take it outside your house, you're avad not over. Rabashi was mechadish that even if it's rented out, and even if Schiris is like Kanya, it's also called Leimotzi B'yotcha. It means the Etzem Din, the Etzem baseline Din, if I take my chometz and I put it into Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, I'm not over, because it says Botechem, that's the Chiddush of this Gemara. The Chiddush of this Gemara, the fear of Ashi is that we learn out of Motzi B'yotcha, that even if it's didn't put it into Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, you left it in your building, but you rented it out to the Goy, that's also called the lack of Motzi B'yotcha.
A
pup will agree that if I actually take it outside, I won't be over. There's no reason to go make a machlekes. And by the way, to admit that the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Dov and the Ram bring down a machilta, there's no reason that a pup argues on that. Richtig. I'll give you an example to what I just said. On the Abdallah of Aleph in the Sugi of Maske Vesecher, remember Rabbeinu Dov spoke about who's over me the Raisa, the Maske or the Secher. So remember what Rabbeinu Dov say? What did Rabbeinu David say? Rabbeinu David said that the Sechah is not over because it's not his chametz. And the masker is not over. Why is the masker not over? Because not in his rishos. That means the masker owns chametz. He left over a whole loaf of bread in the house. But it's not in his rishos. Why is it not his rishos? Because it's rented to somebody else. So very interesting. Where does he bring a raya from? If you go back and check on the Dalet, it means a raya from Rav Ashi, not from Rav Papa. If you look back in the Dalmat Aleph, that day you're not over when it's in somebody else's Rishos. He quotes Rav Ashi, he doesn't quote Rav Papa, there's his Pashat. Rav Papa never said a din that you need to be in your Rishos. Rav Papa didn't speak out that din. Rav Papa's saying a din when it's a Chametz of a Nachri and you Chayev al Zachrayis. So then the word is you only Chayev in a case where it's in your Rishos. But Rav Papa didn't say the din. Rav Ashi was the one who spoke out the new din that you need Botechem. So when the Rabbeinu David on the Dalmat Aleph is coming to prove that if I rented out my house to somebody else, I'm not over, because I'm from Rav Ashi, obviously. Because our papa wasn't saying a din on your own chametz. Our papa only spoke about Goyish chametz. But the din of Rav Ashi is a din in all chametz that I have. So if I own a cipher to Goyish chametz, it has to be in my Roshos Ad Kan the Rabban. Now I'll go slowly. Tiferet. Rabbeinu Peretz argues. Rabbeinu Peretz says that even though Rav Ashi is talking about with his achrayis, hold on, and Rav Ashi is for sure bringing a new drasha, still, it only applies by a chametz of a goy, not chametz of a yid. I'm going to go very, very slowly. I'm going to say very, very tiferet now, which is going to tie together everything I said the last 2 weeks. Now, the pashtus is not like Rabbeinu Peretz, everyone agrees? And that's why Rabbeinu Peretz over here is muttering, is busy trying to figure this out. The pashtus is like the Ramban, the Ran, Rabbeinu Dovid, that if Rav Ashi came along with a new drasha and said that even chametz of a nachri, which you have achrayis, which is a pikad, and you're not over, because there's a newfangled drasha which says it has to be geographically by you, so then there's no reason why chametz of Yisrael should be different. And Takazik. The Rebbeinu Peretz says, no, the Gemara says chametz of shel nachri. Aye, what's the difference? If Rav Ashi came along with a new drasha that says it has to be by you, why should we differentiate Goyish chametz, Yiddish chametz? Says Rebbeinu Peretz something very, very weird. You saw it? Rebbeinu Peretz says, halloy, the whole reason why you're chayiv on Goyish chametz is because you took achrayis. What's the achrayis? when it's going to get lost, and when it's going to get stolen, you'll have to pay for it. The Lashon Havrava to the Vei Mavuza. No, it didn't get lost yet. No, it wasn't stolen yet. Now, it's very nice. But who asked the Kasha, by the way? Who asked that Kasha that it wasn't stolen yet, it wasn't lost yet? Who asked that Kasha? The Gemara. The Gemara said on top of the page that he belted its be'en still. It wasn't lost yet. It wasn't stolen yet. So it's not yours. I want the Gemara answer on that, by the way. The Gemara answered at the Pasuk, right? So he's busy telling over that Achrayis is very weak. And therefore, Achrayis has to be in your Rishos. So what's the Pshat on that? It's very nice. But the Torah said, Kip the Luchoin Dami. What was Rav's Lashon? Rav told the B'nai Mechuza, Hezuk Tu B'nai Mechuza. Since it's going to get lost, and since it's going to pay for it, you're going to have to pay for it. So you have a future ground moment. So that's Kid L'Chayin. I mean, it's called that it's yours, right? So what did the Rabbeinu Peretz say? This newfangled thing, which says that something has to be in your house, is only said by Goy Shechametz. Why? Because Goy Shechametz is not really yours. Although it's only yours because of tomorrow, and tomorrow didn't come yet. Well, that's very nice. That's a shock to the tire of the Gemara. And the Gemara came along and said, you're right, but at the end of the day, we have a plastic that says, you are chayv on Goy Shechametz, correct? So, what's the Rabbeinu Peretz gaining? I'm going to say something very, very deep now, by explaining that you should know that Goy Shechametz is not really yours. So then what? So we're going to glue, since it's not really yours. So then we glue onto it a new Xerxes Akasa called Botechim. I understand, there's Xerxes Akasa called Botechim, there's no Xerxes Akasa called Botechim. What's going on over here? Let them appella. I understand. You have a new Xerxes Akasa, Bish level there, Papa. It's all an internal game inside the din of Chemsa Shal Nachri. But according to what he called, according to Ravashi, you need a pasuk. It's a new pasuk. What's the pasuk tell me? By the way, let's see the Gemara. They must have Botechim. It's not coming into your house. It has to come into your house. Says the Ben Aparat. It looks like a printing mistake, by the way. Says the Ben Aparat. Oh, because it wasn't stolen yet. We know that. But the Torah says that you chayv for it, correct? So once the Torah says you chayv, what did he gain by telling me the weakness of Gerem Lamamin? By the way, he's repeating the Gemara. The Gemara on top said that I wouldn't say Dover Gerem Lamamin, Gemamin Dami over here because it wasn't stolen yet, because it wasn't lost yet, because it's banned. But we all know that. But at the end of the day, when the dust settles, the Gemara brought a pasuk of Lei Matzit to teach me that you chayiv by achrayis, correct? So I'm going to start the story over again. You have chametz, you have achrayis. What's what I'm going to say now? Pikadin it is. That's what Rashi argues with our papa, right? So what's the problem? Elmad is a new Xerxes Akasa. Okay, so it's not in your house. Why should Yiddish chametz be different than Goyish chametz? So what does he answer? He answers because Goyish chametz is not really yours. Because it's only going to be yours when you steal it or when you get it. Who cares? You're right, it's not really mine. But there's a Xerxes Akasa that says I'm chayiv for it. When did he answer the kashas? You could say a deichik. I'm going to say now the biggest rate I said the last 2 weeks. Says the Rebbeinu Peretz, you could say a deichik. When something's yours, the Torah didn't require botechem. When it's not yours, and it's ki'ilu yours, and it might be yours, and then it has to be botechem. Very not geschmack. That's what Rebbeinu Peretz meant to say. If there's a new mechilta, if there's a new Xerxes Akasa that says it has to be geographically in your rishos, so then what's the difference if it's Goyish Chometz or Yiddish Chometz? So what does he say? He apologizes. He answers the kashya, well, Kasha, Teretz. He says, because Goyish Chometz is not yours yet. But the Torah says, I'm chayiv for it. Now, once the Torah says, I'm chayiv for it, even though it's not mine yet, so why am I not over here? Because there's a new Xerxes Akasa called Batechim and what's it biyotcha? Why does that apply to Jewish Chometz? Make it easy. There's a weaker form of Chometz, so what? Let's have a Pelamash. Dabba, what did he mean? What did he say? I'll tell you, Dabba Naira, Naira Boim, but it's Emes Lamita Shal Torah. I guess you see today the Rabbeinu Tosfos read. The Tosfos says a Mavel Tikazach, which Mamash opens up the Sugya, and the Tosfos read, who says more than what Rabbeinu Peretz says, will also help us understand the Rabbeinu Peretz. Tosfos says a Mavel Tikazach. Watch. Zonka Tosfos read. I'll tell you what the difference between Goyish Chometz and Yiddish Chometz is. He says, I'll tell you what the Torah says also is the difference between Goyish Chometz and Yiddish Chometz. I'll tell you what the Chiddush is. He says, Yiddish Chometz is always in your Rishos, quote unquote. And he says, I have a Raya that is always in my Rishos. Because you're allowed to be Magdish Chometz, wherever it is. For example, if I'm in Chicago and my Chometz is in New York. No, I apologize, I say that. I own chametz, and the chametz is not in my rishos. I own chametz; it's not in my rishos. Where is it? It's tefach. You're allowed to be makdisha, right? Why are you allowed to be makdisha? It's in hefker land. I'm allowed to be makdisha, correct? Why am I allowed to be makdisha, by the way? Because I own the chametz. Right? If I have a case of beer that's standing outside on the street, Allah be makdish et shemayim? Yes. It's shaloi? Yes. Ayin is a din that in order to be makdish something, you all learned in Baba Kama, it has to be also what? Rishusoi? What is the word Rishusoi? What is the Gemara saying in Baba Kama Samachtes? Somebody steals my bike, so I can be makdish it because it's not my Rishus, and he can be makdish because it's not his. What does the word Rishus over there mean? In my backyard? I understand. If my bike's down the block, parked over here, next to Merkozy, that's the building next to Dr. Ben Ari's office. Yeah, and I have my electric bike is parked there. Can I be makdish it l'shamayim? Absolutely, right? There's a din by hekdesh, it has to be in your Rishus. When is it called out of your Rishus? When somebody steals it. But the word Rishus over there means geography or means control?
Control.
So listen to this Tosfos Midrash, you can faint. He says, if you have chametz, wherever it is, it's called Rishuscha. Did you hear what I just said? Tosfos Midrash says, I'm going to read it inside Tudor Lashon. Tosfos Midrash says, you know why there's a chametz in Yiddish chametz and Jewish chametz? So to Tosfos Midrash. Sharei yachol hakdisha b'chol makom shu oimid. Va'afagav yish beisoy. In order to be makdish something, it has to be in your rishos. This is called in your rishos. It has to be geographically in my backyard. It has to be in my rishos. Beisoy is rishosoy. The word rishos doesn't mean backyard. The word rishosoy means shlita, domination, control. Says the Tosfos read. The chiluk between goyish chametz and yiddish chametz is that goyish chametz, wherever it is, it's in your rishus. Why horaya? You could be makdish, and we have a klal by hekdish. When you want to be makdish something, it's my base of rishus. So, is it there? It's vibalt. I could be makdish wherever it is. Vice is it's called in my rishus. Goyish chametz is not called in my rishus if it's outside the door. I have to explain at length what it means. First of all, it's clear. And this is where I get to the heart of what I wanted to say today. There's obviously a world war between the Ramban Vidya Kavose and his group of Rishonim and the Rabbeinu Peretz in what does the Drasha Ravashi mean? According to the Rishonim, the Drasha Ravashi is a geographical Drasha. It has to be in your backyard. It has to be in your backyard. It has to be in your backyard. Okay? So, if it has to be in your backyard, but take him, hamotzi. So there's no chametz in goyish chametz. I mean, the parents learns that the drasha of Ashi is not geographical. The word botecha means under your control, rishus. The rishus of ma beisay rishusay af. It's a different word. It's a meaning, and that's why. I mean, that's why the Tosfos Midrash says an astounding zach that Jewish chametz means like this. Avada Jewish chametz also has a din of batechem. Avada Jewish chametz also has a din of batechem. Just Jewish chametz is called batechem. Why? Because wherever it is, it's in my rishos. What's this litmus test? What's the similar dover that is wherever it is, it's in my rishos? Because I could be magdish it. Something that I can be magdish has to be. It's called in my rishos because you can't be magdish. Something which is out of rishos. For example, if somebody steals my bike, somebody steals my cake, I can't be magdish it because that's out of my domain. But something which doesn't steal my bike, I don't care what the bike is. Who cares whether you can be makdish it or not? Who cares whether it's under your shlita? That's called botechem. The answer is, he learns botechem doesn't mean geography. Botechem means your control. Botechem means it's in your rishos. Says Yiddish chametz, wherever it is called botechem. Because botechem doesn't mean geography. Botechem means rishos. By the way, he doesn't say it cynically. He speaks out. Because we say by Gneva Ma Beisoy Berushusoy, how do we learn out? When somebody steals my Zach, I can't be Magdish it. Why? Because he says Ma Beisoy Berushusoy. The other word, Roshusoy, doesn't mean geography, because if somebody wouldn't steal my bag, I could be Magdish it when it's in the street. So the word Beisoy means, by the way, Beisoy means Roshusoy. Beisoy doesn't mean geography. Ma Beisoy Berushusoy. Beisoy we see over there in that drosha means geography, not geography, it means control. So Jewish Chametz, meaning my own Chametz, wherever it is, it's under my domain. The same way my bike, wherever it is under my domain, I can be makdish it unless somebody stole it. Oh, so what did he mean to say? Now that he said a new interpretation of the word rishus, that the word beisoy means rishusoy, which means shlita, which means control. So now, what does he mean to say? And goyish chametz is not under your control naturally unless it's by you in your backyard. One second. Hashem came by goyish chametz, you missed the boat. Yeah, Vashenke by Goyish Chametz. I knew you were going to answer that. Yeah, Vashenke by Goyish Chametz. Mashenke by Goyish Shachametz. It's a mistake we guess. I'll explain to you why. I said it, but I was waiting for you to ask it. Mashenke, I'll explain what he asked in a second. Mashenke by Goyish Shachametz, in order for it to be called Rishusoi, since fundamentally it's not mine, so I don't have Shlita over it. Why? Since I've been a parrot. Because when is it going to become yours? When is it going to be stolen? When is it going to be lost? But right now, you don't have shlita over it. In order to be called, you have shlita over it. It has to be in your backyard. It has to be matzah b'yotzah. Then it's called to have shlita over it. So the chiluk between goyish shachametz and yiddish shachametz is not that there's a din of botechem by goyish shachametz and not by yiddish shachametz. It's in by both. There's a din all over. Chametz has to be botechem, but botechem says the main parrot doesn't mean like a Ramban that it means geography. Botechem doesn't mean geography. It doesn't mean it's in your backyard. Botechem means in your control. My base of the reshusa that we find over there. So, one second. So, Yiddish chametz, my chametz, whoever it is, under my domain. So, I need a dinner botechem by Yiddish chametz, but I have it. Because reshusa doesn't mean backyard. Reshusa means domain. It's under my domain. It's under my shlita. One second. Goyish chametz, it's not under your domain. It's not your shlita. Why not? Says Rabbeinu Peretz, because it's not really yours. Because it's only going to be yours tomorrow, but today it's not really yours. So you can't say this chametz is under my shlita. Think about it objectively. This goyish chametz. Then I'm a shem mechinaman, right? I'm a shem mechinaman. I'll take the case. I made myself a shem mechinaman, a goyish factory. So what are you going to say? It's based on reshusa. It's not what reshusa. It's under your shlita. It's not be'etzim yours. It's not be'etzim yours. If the goyish chametz is in my backyard, if it's by me, then it's under my shlita, then it's called in my rishos. In fact, Hertzberg, a mistake, but it's a good kasha. In fact, by Hertzberg, what do you mean? Balamaisa, when the Goyish HaChametz is by you, you can't be Magdishit. Nobody ever said that the criteria for being over by Yiroh is that you could be Magdishit. The criteria for by Yiroh is, one is that I took a chayis on it, and B, that it's under my shlita. All the didn't mean to say that the rules of Chametz are telling the rules of Hektish. What the Tosfos meant to say was that something which is yours is called in your Rishus, just like I see by Hektish, okay? But the rule that it has to be under your Shlita, just something which is essentially mine, is under my Shlita wherever it is. For the same reason that I can go be Magdish or wherever it is. Something which is not mine, and the Torah made it mine. So that quality, that something which is mine is under my domain, wherever it is, doesn't apply to something which is essentially not mine, but the Torah said I'm chayav for it. So if the Torah says by Pesach, by Chametz, I have to have Rishusoi, so I'm going to have it physically in my backyard. So the reason why I need it in the backyard, what do you say? That's cool, Shlita. That's cool, it's by me. It's under my Rishus. That's cool, it's my Rishus. That's cool, Shlita. That's cool, Shlita. That's cool, Shlita. No, so by Yichud Abayis, it's not called Motzi B'Yotcho. It's not called by you. It's not called by me. And he learned out of the drasha of Motzi B'Yotcho that it has to be by you. So something which is mine is by me wherever it is. It's Bereshusa. That means the Motzi B'Yotcho is a Knecha Botechem. And since you are Seicher to the guy, so it's not called by you. Botechem means it has to be in your Rishus. So something which is mine is in my Rishus wherever it is. Something which is not mine has to be in my Rishus, has to be in Gansin by me. That's Niflo Ma'oi, Lamita Shotero. That's the Tziruf. I can't hear you. Say that again. It's the same thing. When I say Nachri, I mean Ayid. I mean mine versus somebody else's. Of course. What's the hell? By the way, just pointing out, why does the Gemara keep saying Goy? Because, according to Rabbeinu Peretz, it's not Dafka Goy. It's even another Yiddish Chametz. But generally speaking, Yiddish Chametz is not around. That's all. Balbatish. Okay, but either way, that's the world war over here between the Ramban, we'll call it, and the Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosfos read as to why, in case number three, when Sochel Levayis, why am I not over when there was Achrayis? There was Achrayis. So the Ramban learned that's an international din, that you have full Achrayis over here and everything is good. Just as a Gezeros HaKosev, you have to have Bot Peichem. It has to be in your backyard. And that is the Chiluk between Yid and Goy. There's no Chiluk between Goy and Yid and Goy. There's Gezeros HaKosev in your backyard. I mean, the parents learned that the drosha of Oreko is not a drosha of Botechem. It's a very interesting sach. It has to be in your backyard. It has to be in your Rishos. He takes on a different meaning of Pesach. It has to be in your Rishos. So, that I have. It's my rishos. I can be makdish it. That's enough rishos. Koresha chametz says a better parrot. It's not really yours. Well, it's not under your shlita now. You have no say in it now until it gets lost. So the Xeris Akasa, which says that your chayfer could take care of the lachal problem, but it can't take care of the boteka problem. For that, I need to have that. It's in my rishos. I skiras loykanya. Leimatzi is a matzi biyotcha. It's not called yours. And by the way, I want to make something clear. The nafkamina of the new drush of leimatzi matzi biyotcha is only negat to a goy tacos. That new drush of leimatzi is only negat to a goy. It's only negat to a goy because a yid, wherever it is, it's in my rishos. When I say a yid, I mean mine. So this new drush of hamatzi biyotcha is only negat to goy shachametz reachrayis. Where there, over there, you don't have a shlita. Over there, you're lacking rishos. But it's not because it's a problem by goy shachametz as opposed to yid shachametz. It's not because it's a problem of goy shachametz as opposed to yid shachametz. It's because the goy shachametz is not in your rishos because it's not yours. By the way, that's the only nekuda. It's not that there's a fundamental chiluk between my chametz and somebody else's chametz. My chametz is always called in my rishos, and somebody else's chametz is not called in my rishos. That's the clarity of the machlekes over here between the Ramban, the Dekavose, and Rabbeinu Peretz in the understanding of what is the third case over here. Now, all this is a hachana for the famous shita of the Rosh in Yesh Min HaGoyin that we're going to spend the next 2 days on Sunday and Monday, Mirtz Hashem, to take the sugya to the next level, B'Shal Toivu Mitzlachas. I want to remind you that all the other programs are intact. I want to give a chizuk. Last week on Shabbos afternoon, it was a very, very chashuv ha'olam that came to be Nene from Rabbi Seinu, the younger light, Reb Shuki and Reb Mike. None of that order, Mike was older. Correct? Anybody else is coming this week? Or is it a rotation process? Or you guys are. What? Who's coming this week? Rabbi who? Who? Oh. Natural London. Who else?
We're still working on that.
So you guys are not coming? Is refreshments? So if the more guys can come, please, to finish off the refreshments, that would be nice. All the things are on schedule.